all that kind of stuff. Well, would it be with all that grease in it? Would the soap feel?
Oh, no, it wouldn't be greasy.
Oh, really?
This lye just eats that up.
Oh.
It takes care of that.
That's what I was curious about, because I was wondering, it just seems like with all that in it, that it would be...
Yeah, that lye takes care of that.
Huh.
Yeah, it burns everything or eats. Mm-hmm. Eats everything mm-hmm. up. Mm. And it's just like a thick, the soap that they'd make out of that, you can make hard so they can cut it in cakes.
Oh.
But most of it to wash clothes, why, it'd just be a thick syrup.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd
mm-hmm.
just be as pretty as molasses sometimes.
I've never seen that. That's just something I'd like to see what that looks like. I'll have to go up there. Of course, I guess in those days they didn't have any toothpaste or anything. That would have been unheard of. Yes, that was. I guess they didn't have anything much that would be packaged in a thing like toothpaste.
No, I never saw one of those till.
Didn't have time to wash your teeth, didn't I?
Well, now, sure enough, when I can remember all the toothbrushes I had till always, a long time after Bert and me is married. I'd get me a toothbrush off of a
Willow Sprout.
Yeah, and she would mop on one end. And you just clean your teeth plumb good with it. Nearly everybody would use that. Mm-hmm. And then, later, while they begin to make toothbrushes, we'd use a little soda maybe then.
Oh, you would use that for... I don't know. Of course, in my lifetime, they've always had toothpaste, but when did it... Can you remember when they first started coming out with that?
No, I can't.
I guess, of course, anything like that, they didn't have any means of, until they invented tubes or whatever those things are, they didn't have any means of getting anything like that out. I mean,
and we use soda
on
the teeth.
Well, what, around here, I don't know if, if you have very much in the way of ponds and things, do they have many ponds and things?
Had a few, not many, until later years the bulldozers got here and then they made just lots of good ponds.
When they first began to make ponds, they'd take a little old road scraper they had. Now, that is all they had to make roads back in those days. And it had two handles, one on each side. And somebody would drive the team, and the man that used this scraper, as they called it, why, they'd, the horses would scoot it along till that would get full, and then they'd turn it loose, and they'd take it somewhere. And they dump that thing, go back and get another one.
That's why we built ponds on the
farm.
Yeah.
Well, did they have boats, very many boats around here then? Did people have?
I never saw a boat.
Oh, gosh, that's hard to believe. They didn't,
well, I
not even a rowboat?
No.
Well, now, if you were wanting to buy a, like a material or something to make draperies, and you wanted to take it to town to match it, you might take a little square of cloth called a
sample
or something like that. And now,
I guess.
And that's what I was wondering if, and then they would match it up that way. Well, now, what about what they, what, well, I guess they probably wore the same thing as they do now. What women would wear over their dresses in the kitchen to keep them